Mishnah starts Ketzed Mevorchin Ala Peiris. The Mishnah speaks about the Matbeis of Broches, which were Niskin and Birchas Hanenin. Al Peiris Ha'ilon Hu'aymer Boirei Pri Ha'eitz Chutz Min Ha'yayin Shalayayin Hu'aymer Boirei Pri Ha'gofen. Ilon is a Loshon Arami, so therefore the Mishnah speaks about Peiris Ha'ilon, says with a Loshon Arami. Eitz is a Loshon HaKadosh. Al Peiris Ha'ilon hu Oimer Boirei Pri Ha'eitz. Chutz Min Ha'yayin, Shalayayin hu Oimer Boirei Pri Ha'gofen. The Mishnah considers Yayin also a Pri Ha'eitz, because the Tachlis of the eitz, which is called gefen, the tachlis is yayin. So this peiri, even though theoretically yayin one should also make a boire priya eitz, but since there's a special chshivis in yayin, which we'll see on Daf Lamateyam at Beis, yayin is misitzoid, yayin is misameyach. So therefore, Yayin, one makes a different brochen. We specify the name of the tree that which it comes from. Boirei Pri Ha'gofen. This pri originates and comes from a gefen. Val Peirei Sa'oretz Hu'aymer Boirei Pri Ha'domo. Peiris which do not grow from an ilon, one makes a Boirei Pri Ha'dome. Chutz min ha'pas. The Shita Mekubetze says that the Mekor of the Nusach HaBroches was derived from Psukim. By Lechem it says, Lohoitzi Lechem Min Ha'oretz. So therefore in the Brocha we mention Oretz. And by Bikurim it says, Mereshis kol pri ho adomo, so therefore we mention another peiris, Boirei pri ho adomo. The Goyin explains, but there's a special reason why on all peiris we say pri ho adomo, and on lechem we say lechem min ha'oretz. Adomo means from the earth. That's the Mokim Hazriyeh. So therefore, when we speak about Peiris, we speak about Pri Adoma, the Pri that comes out from the Adoma, from the earth. Oretz has a few translations. One of the translations of Oretz is a country. Eretz Canaan, Eretz Mitzrayim. And Stam Eretz Yisroel is called Eretz. Stam Oretz is Eretz Yisroel. Eretz Ashloi b'miskeinis toichel bolechem. Stam Eretz is Eretz Yisrael. So the Goyin explains that even though lechem is derived from chitim, which grow in all countries, but the ruchnistika hashpo of lechem comes from Eretz Yisrael. And therefore we say hamoitzi lechem min ha'oretz. Eretz Ashaloi b'miskeinus toichol bo lechem, that means that the source, the ruchnistika hashpo of lechem comes from Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, we say hamoitzi lechem in ha'oretz, and we mean Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, it is very interesting. In Bilchas Hamozoin, all of a sudden, we make a Bilchas ha'oretz, al ha'oretz. How does Eretz Yisrael come in to Bilchas Hamozoin? Because that is pshat. Because the makir of lechem comes from Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Ashaloi b'miskeinus toichal bo lechem. The ruchnistika hashpo of lechem comes from Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, we say hamoitzi lechem in ha'oretz, and the brocha achroine is al ha'oretz. Also, the zayin minim shenishtabche bohem Eretz Yisrael is also the same. So therefore, on the brocha achreina, we say al ha'oretz v'al ha'peiris, because because this is zayin minish nishtabcha b'eretz Yisrael. So these in yisoid are peiris eretz Yisrael, the growing chutz la'oretz. But in yisoid, these are the peiris which are miyuched and miyuches la'eretz Yisrael. So therefore, on these minim, we mention oretz, which means stam oretz is eretz Yisrael. The reason why pas, even though in Yisoid is also a priyadama, or mitam the chshivas of pas, and again, even though pas doesn't grow, but since this is the tachlis of the chita, the pas, so this is in Yisod, is called the pri, just like yain is called the pri of the eight, so this is called the pri of the oretz, this is the tachlis hagidl. So without the chshivas of pas, one would make boire pri adoma, but al koponim, because of the chshivusoi, chazal wa kevei abroche b'fnei atzmai hamoitzi lechem min haoretz. Ba'al ha-yerokai su'aymer boirei pri ho'adomo. Rabbi Yehuda aymer. Now, before we had peiris ha'oretz, we said boirei pri ho'adomo. And now we have al ha-yerokai su'aymer boirei pri ho'adomo. Rabbi Yehuda aymer boirei minei d'shoim. Let us see Rashi. Now we'll try to explain a little bit of machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim. Keitzad mevorchim, chutz min hayayin, shemitoich chshivusoi, since yayin is a tremendous chshivus, it's soid, misameyach, kovoloi brocho la'atzmo, v'chein ha-pas. And pas also has a chshivus, so therefore it's kevei ha-brocho b'fnei atzmo. Boirei minei d'shoim. Rabbi Yehuda says, an yorokis, one makes boirei minei d'shoim. Lefi sheyesh bechlal pri ha'adomo, in the category of pri ha'adomo, there are dishoim, and there's also uzroim. What is roim? We'll explain in a minute the difference between kidney is. Rabbi Yehuda boi heker broche lechol min umin. So first of all, let us try to understand there are three minim. The Ramban explains as follows. Kol dovo sha'oise peri, something that creates a fruit, upiryoi nechal, and one eats the fruit, odom mevorech boirei pri. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you make a brocha on the fruit. Im in ilon, boirei pri ha'eitz, v'im einem in ilon, pri adomo, kegoim, kishuim, avatichim, Shumim. So this is a pri, and the pri is eaten. So afilo, according to Rabbi Yehuda, one makes the broche boirei pri ho adomo. Yerokais, what is yerokais? Sheyarkon nechel, that the leaf is eaten. That means by other peiris you have a leaf also, but that's not eaten. The peiri is eaten, the leaf is thrown away. So when the pri is eaten and not the leaf, so that's the bracha boirei pri. I feel according to Rabbi Yehuda also. Yeroka is that there the machol is the leaf, but the zera is not eaten. The food is not, that means that there are the shoyim that have a zera, that have the seeds in the desha, but the seeds are not eaten. The seeds are used to plant again this vegetable. But the seeds are not eaten. But the machal is the leaf. The machal is a leaf. So therefore we make a different broch according to Rabbi Yehuda. Boirei minei d'shoim. There's a third machal that is that the zera is the machal. The chelik ha-pri, which can be used to replant the pri, that is the dover ha-machal. Kegoin kitnias and chitim, soirim. So these things are in Yesod, the zera of the pri, and this is also eaten. So this, you make boirei minei zroim. This is Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, so there are three minim. There's pri adomo, there's yerokais, that's boirei minei deshoim, and then there's zroim, which one makes boirei minei zroim. The reason that Rabbi Yehuda holds that there's a different matbeya of broche by the minei pri ha'adomo. So the Gemara says further, and daf mem, Rabbi Yehuda learns out from a posik. The posik says, Baruch Hashem yoim yoim, kol yoim v'yoim ten loy me'ein bilchoisov, hochenami kol min u'min ten loy me'ein bilchoisov.
Now, what does that mean?
It means as follows. The tefillah, there are days in the year. There are Yemei Choyl, there's Yemei Shabbos, and there's Yemei Yontif. The tefillah of each, even though there's a common denominator, these are all days, but the Pasuk says, Baruch Hashem Yoim Yoim. Ten kol yoim v'yoim ten le'mein b'chayisav. Even though there's a common denominator of days, but you should see the each day has its different milas and tchunis, so each day has a different tefillah. The tefillah of Shabbos is not ketefillah shel chayil. The tefillah of Yontev is not ketefillah shel Shabbos. So hu adin, Rabbi Yehuda holds kol min u'min. Ten loy may ain b'chayisav. So just like in the tefillahs hayomim, there are different tefillahs which were created for a different yomim. So therefore, there's a different matbeya brachas for the different minim. So therefore, in pri adama there are three chalakim: there's the shoyim, zroim, and peiris. So therefore, you make pri adama his maskim. That's the, what the pri is eaten, and then he holds by the mini the shoyim. This is the svare of Rabbi Yehuda. The shaila is, the Rabbonon, it seems they don't hold this svare of ten like kol minu min kein b'chayisav. They make a dover klali, b'yre pri adoma. So the question arises, why by pri ha'eitz, there they do make a difference. Pri ha'eitz and pri ha'adoma, they do make a difference. When it comes to in the priya adama gufe, there they say adava kloli. You don't look if it's a zera, if it's a desha, if it's, they make adava kloli. The shaila is, what is the difference between priyates and priya adama, and mine deshoim zroim and priya adama. So there are two aifanim to explain the svara of the chachamim. One svara, one can say that Tzemach Tzedek says a svara that apriya eitz and apriya adoma are two different minim. That means, perhaps not only the way we know them, these are fruits and these are vegetables, but in yesod, apriya eitz and apriya adoma are two different minim. The Mishneh Brura says that boire pri eitz has a special broche, shebora peiris cheshuvim ka'ela. This is more choshuv than the pri adoma. You have to understand what the chshivis is, but al kaponim, from the bir aloche, would seem that pri ha'eitz, the peiris that grow on the eitz, is a different category than pri adoma. So therefore, that could be so. Different categories that you make different broches. Or perhaps we could be mamtik that in Baruch Hashem yoim yoim, we have two inyonim. There's a different tefillah between Shabbos l'chol. That's also two categories. Shabbos and chol are chol is a much lower category than Shabbos. And then there are different tefillahs between Shabbos l'yomtiv, which is more or less the same category. And we also have different brachas. So it could be the chachamim held. They also learn from Baruch Hashem yoyim yoyim, but they hold that brachas should not be similar to tefillah. In tefillah, we even, by two equal categories, we also differentiate. The tefillah shel yontev is not ke tefillah shel Shabbos. Masha enkein, they hold by broches, if it's two different categories, it's pri ha'eitz and pri ha'adoma. So then, taki, you make taki two different broches. But in the same category, you know, the chalukim, the mavdil ben kodesh lekodesh, in the same category, everything is in yesod pri adoma. Now here the zera is eaten, here the yerek is eaten, and here the peri is eaten. Since in yesod one is not more choshev than the other, then they held it's not mechayev a different matbeya. Could be that is the svara of the chachamim. Taisvis. Keitzad mevorchin. So Taisvis says, loishayich lahakshes tana heichekoi. L'chayre, there would be a question, the Tana starting on the second floor. First, the Tana should have said that there's a chiyuv birches haneni, and then he should explain keitzad mevorchim. Diktoni keitzad, kedeporch bereish mechilten. The Masechta started off me'ei mesai koirin, and the Gemara asked, first the Tana should have told us there's a chiyuv krishma, and then you explain this manei krishma. So Taisus says, Mishum dahoches svaruhu levorich, ki demasik begmore. The maskonis agmore is that it's a svaruh, the osulihonis mneilam azeh beloi broche. So the svar is mechayiv broche. So the svar is state shayim. So the Tana only has to explain the nusach habroche. Keitzad mevorchim. Inami yesh loima dekoyam asnisen demishem esoy. Diktoni, we learned balkeri mevorich la'achrov ve'enei mevorich lefonov. That a balkeri does not make a broche rishoyne. Vochenami shaychoche levorich al kol dovo v'dovo. Kein kamachoche keitzad mevorchim. That means that from that Mishnah we see that there's in Yisod a chiyav broche. No, a balkeri does not make the broche slofonov. So therefore, so the mekayr of birchas hanenin we see from that Mishnah. So now our Mishnah is going. So first the Tanna wanted to finish off with krishma and tvila, which were oisik in the first parakim. Now he comes back to that Mishnah that there seems that there's a chiyuv bracha rishayne, and the Tana is asking, Ketzad mevorchim? Mino hani mili. So the Gemara asks, how do we know that there's a chiyuv bracha rishayne? The Tanu Rabbonon, Kodesh Hilulim Lashem. This pasuk is speaking about a peiris ha'ilon, which the first 3 years are Ola. The fourth year, these Peiros HaIlon, it says, Kodesh Hilulim Lashem. So, and the, B'Shas Achilas HaPeiros, it says, Hilulim Lashem. There should be Hilulim, and Hilulim is a Loshen Shvach, a Loshen Broche. So it seems when a person eats the Peiros, the Achilas should come with Hilulim, with praise. And two hilulim, it's a loshen rabim, hilulim. That means that there should be a hilul koidem achile and a hilul acher achile. Melamed, that's the raya from the posik, shetounim brocha lifneyem ulachay. Let us see Rashi. Koidesh hilulim, bineta revaiksiv, umashme shnei hilulim ton bachilosai, that vishas one eats these peiros ha'ilon, one needs two hilulim, k'shetoich loy b'shana aviyish, shehu muter b'achila. That is divrei tanekame. Mikan omar Rabbi Kiva, oso la'odam sheyitain klum koidim sheyivorech. Now Rabbi Kiva was moisif on the tanekame. The tanekame said, Melamed shetuunim brocha lifneyem, and Rabbi Kiva said, Mikan, from here we see, also la'odom sheyitaim klum koidim sheyivorech. What is Rabbi Kiva moisif on the Tanakhama? So it could be, Rabbi Kiva is moisif as follows. The Tanakhama was medayik the loshen hilulim, the zachiev L'shabeach, the zachiyev lahalil. That's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah levorech koidem achilosai. There's a mitzvah levorech achar achilosai. There's a chiyuv ilu. That is chiyuvim, mitzvahs. Rabbi Kiva said, was meisiv two things. Also, it's not only mitzvahs, there's isurim also involved. If one does not make a broche, not only was he mevatel a mitzvah, he was over an iser. Now, where did Rabbi Kiva dig this up from? Where did he get the iser? So it could very well be because in the pasuk it says, Kodesh Hilulim. In the pasuk Uf it says two inyonim. One inyon it says it's Kodesh, and the Gemara will say later that kol hanene b'loi broche ki'ilu mo'al. So the pasuk is telling us that a machol without a broche is kodesh. So there's an iser. Then it says hilulim also. There's a chiyuv lahalil. So Rabbi Kiva saw more than the tanekam in this pasuk. Omer Rabbi Kiva, mikan omer Rabbi Kiva, from this pasuk that you saw a chiyuv broche, you saw a chiyuv hilul, I saw something else also. מכאן אומר רבי קיבה אוסו לי אדם שייטיים כלום. And Rabbi Kiva is myself something else also, that there is no din shiur, that even te'ime, even a kosho, even though it doesn't have a shame achile, there's also an issa litaim klum. Now let's just, and these two in yonim, let's just bring a two nikudes, two rayas, and there are two in yonim. The binyan Mordechai is medayik from the Loshon HaRambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Brachos says as follows: Midivrei Seifrim levorech al kol machol tchile va'achar kach yehene mimenu. Midivrei Seifrim v'zachiyev broche. Then the Rambam says v'chol hanene b'loy broche moal. This is the second din. V'zachiyev levorech. That's the chiyev hillel. Then a person is nene b'loi broche, mor, there's an isa kaidish. These are these two in yonim. And it could very well be, if the oilam is bakant, is a very big vidui, that sometimes is passed out before Yom Kippur, that goes with the whole aleph base. And he has on the, so in this vidui, I think it was written by the Chidor. So in this vidui, it says as follows. In Ois Aleph, it says, Ochalti b'loi b'rocho lefona v'la'achop. That's one vidui. And then by Ois Nun, it says, Nehenesi b'loi b'roche. It's another aveira. So what is pshat? Because in Yesod, there are two different aveiras. Achalti b'loi b'roche lefona v'la'achop. That's, I didn't make a broche. That's in the Chi of Hillel. I didn't make a broche. In Ois Nun, but there's a nis besides not making the broche. I was over nenesi beloy broche. I was nene beloy broche. And we can be medayik another diuk. Why did he stick this into the Ois Nun? He didn't say, this belongs in Ois Nun. Because it could be very well be, and I'll bring a Meir de Kerabeinu Yoyne that says like this, that the Chi of Hillel is dependent in Achila. When a person makes an Achila, then there's a Chi of Lahalo. And ain Achila poches mikazayis. So on the din Achila, one makes a chalti beloy, just like the brocha la'achrov. You zichen need a kezayis. You only make a brocha la'achrov if there was an Achila. So just like the brocha la'achov, you need an achile, the brocha lefona, which we'll see, we learn how to kal v'chaymer, k'shusav ha'mavor, k'shirov lo'y kolshkein, the brocha lefona, we learn out, the chiyuv brocha lefona, we learn out from the brocha la'achov, so the brocha lefona, also you need an achile. So when we were speaking about the aveire of not making a brocha, we said, ochalti, ayere kezayis, b'loi broche lefono v'la'achov. When we're speaking about the Issa, also la'odom lehona ismeyoylam azeh b'loi broche kol anene ki'ilu mo'al, that isn't totally in achila. That the Rambam says a person not allowed to eat a kol shu, so the Kesef Mishnah says, well, also la'odom lehona ismeyoylam azeh b'loi broche. That is out the Issa me'ila, the din, that one has to make a broche, unless than a kezayis, that doesn't go out the chi of hilu, that goes out the isar hano. And to see boil it, that this is taki the lomdis, there's a meire de kerabene yoine weiter in keitzad mevorchim, that says if a person, rabbeinu yoine says as follows, two rabbeinu yoines. One rabbeinu yoine says that if a person makes a shahakel, he wasn't moil. He made a shahakel. But he wasn't mekayim the chiyuv broche. He wasn't moil behegdish because he said shahakel mibidvorech. But he wasn't mekayim the chiyuv hilul. He wasn't mekayim the chiyuv hilul. That's one rabbeinu yoine. Another rabbeinu yoine says, what if a person eats a poches mikazayis of a fruit? Zokta rabbeinu yoine, you make a shahakel. You don't make a boire priyach, you don't make a boire priyadoma, you make a shahakel. In the case of Mishnah says, why do we hold to make a bayah priyates? Because he might decide to eat a kezayis. But it's mayadik. So we see that Rabbeinu Yonah says that if a person eats a pachas mekizayis, because there's no chiyuv hilul. The chiyuv hilul is mechayev, that each mean to give a bezundere hilul. There's a pri ha'eitz, there's a pri ha'adoma. So therefore, the chiyuv hilul is mechayev to make brachais mefuratais. I should bracha pri ha'adoma, pri ha'eitz. That's tafk if you eat a kizayis. If you eat less than a kizayis, so the Rabbeinu Yonah holds l'alach, you make a shahakel. You don't mechuyev to make a boy a pri adam, a boy a pri eitz, because there the whole iser is, osil hon islodom vaylam azabaloi broche, and als the iser amno, one does not have to be mefaret. Al koponim, this is what Rabbi Kiva was moisif. Not only is there a chiyev hilul, Rabbi Kiva said, osil la'odom sheyitaim klum kaidem sheyivorech. Period. So now we have a mekoyer for a broche rishayne and a broche achoyne. So the Gemara asks, between you and me, that's pshat and posik. V'hai kodesh hilulim l'hochi yudiyosa. The posik is coming to tell me that when you eat netar reva, you have to make two hilulim. It comes for something else. Hai mi boile, the posik is coming to tell me two different alochis. Chat, one aloch is coming to tell me, the omar rachmone, achlei v'hoder achlei. If a person wants to eat netar revai, he wants to eat revai, without bringing it to Yerushalayim, he has to be mechalal the peiri. So let us see what Rashi says. Hai mi boile hilulim loshen chilulim. The Yerushalmi says that sometimes the ches is nischalef with a hay. Ischad minayu osi la'aruye, laruye achle, chilulim, vahoda achle. What does that mean? Hoitziyu lechulin al yedei pidyon. You should first be mechalo the peiri through pidyon. Imbosa laochle chutzel rishalayim. That's one drosh. Now let's go back to the Gemara. The idoch, and we have a loshen rabim, hilulim, which means two. So one comes to tell me, one should be mechalo, the idoch, and the other hilul is telling me davar hatoun shira toun hilul, that this din hilul which we said lies in one hilul, one is only mechuyev to be mechalo a davar shemahalalim boy. That means yayin. That yayin, that is a davar haton shira. In the Beis HaMikdosh, the only time the Levim sang shira was b'shas nisuch hayayin. So this pasuk is telling me, even though the din ole applies to all trees, doesn't matter what kind of a tree, but the din revai only applies to a kerem, only to yayin. So the din chilul is only on the mean shemahalalim boy. So in other words, the whole din revai is only by kerem revai, not by all other nitiyas. The idoch, the other loshen hilul, is davar haton shira, a davar shemahalalim boy, ton chilul. That needs chilul. That is a din chilul. That is kedushas revai, v'she'enoi ton shira, but a neta revai, that means in a tree, besides a kerem, that it doesn't bring with itself shira, you're not sure what this means, ain't ton chilo. Let us see what Rashi says, let's finish the Rashi. V'chad l'lamdoch, sh'loi nemro toires revai, elo b'kerem. The whole din revai was only said by kerem, Shenema koidesh hilulim. Dovor shemahalalim boy, a mean that brings with it hilul, ton hilul. That's the drosha. Vizeu yayin. And that's yayin. So only on yayin there's a din of hilul. There's only a din of kerem revai, not by the other meaning. Where do we see that yayin is mahalalim boy? Uchtrav shmur ba nachmeini omer rabbi yonason. Omar Rab Shmuel Bar Nachmeini, Omar Rab Yonason, Minayin She'ein Oimrim Shira El Alayayin, that the holding Shira, that which there are many Achilois Mizbeach, there's Rikas Hadam, there's Nisuch Hamayim, there's Haktora Seivorim, emurim, all these achilos do not bring with them shire. Which achilos mizbeach brings with it shire? Nisuch hayayin. She'ein oimrim shira ela alayayin. By this achilos mizbeach, then there's a chiyuv shira. And where do we see this? She'nemar v'toymer lohem hagefen, hechdalti estiroishi, did I ever hold back my yayin, ha'mesameach elekim v'anoshim. Which my yayin is mesameach elekim v'anoshim. Im anoshim mesameach elekim b'ma mesameach, yayin yisamach levavenish, we know. But where do we see that yayin is mesameach elekim? Mikan shein oimrim shira el ala yayin. So it means this is a shas simche, shas nisuch hayayin is a shas simche lelekim v'anoshim, therefore the anoshim say shira, and that this is moire a shas simche nisuch hayayin. So memele, so the careful haloshin of hilulim, which you wanted to derive from this careful haloshin, there's a chiyuv of two broches, a broche lefoneh and a broche lacheh. So the Gemara asks the hilulim we use for something else in Gansen. One hilul comes to tell us is a din hilul by revai. And the second hilul comes to tell us that the whole din chilul applies only by kerem revai and not by other ilonis. That means not by neta revai. Let us see Rashi. She'ein oimrim alavim shir shel korban b'migdosh ela alayayin k'shemenaschim nischei mizbeach. Fine. So memela, so that's the kasha. So the Gemara says, well, let's take the kasha apart. So now the Gemara is going to take apart the kasha. Honiche leman detoni neterevai. No, there's a machlokes tanoim. If this statement is true, that the whole din chilul only applies by kerem, there's a machlokes tanoim. So according to the Tana that says neterevai, that the din revai applies to all ilonis, so according to this Tana Koch, he doesn't make this drosha davar haton hilul ton chilul. The davar shemahalalin by ton chilul, because he holds that everything is mechuyev bechilul. He holds all ilonis are mechuyev bechilul. So the second drosha is we erase. So as long as we erase the second drosha, so memel al kaponim we have one hilul to tell us al kaponim achiyev of one broch. So upon the one hilul we have to tell us achiyev broch. Elolaman the toni kerem revai, but according to the Tana the Taka holds kerem revai ma'ikel meimel. So then lachayre we need the other hilul to tell us that what needs hilul amin shemahalulim boy. And where do we see amachloikis? The itmer rabchiye v'rabshimin berabbi. We learned amachloikis rabchiye v'rabshimin berabbi. Chatoni kerem revai, v'chatoni neter revai. So memele, so if you hold neter revai is good. Now the Gemara says a little further. Ulaman de toni kerem revai. Now filu according to the man de yoma that says kerem revai. So we also have a shtikolaitz. Honiche iyalev gzeiri shove. If he learns out from a gzeiri shove that revai only applies by kerem, so we also can have one hillel to tell us a din broch, the sanye. We learned as follows. Rabbi said, how do you know that revai only applies by a kerem? Because it says in this parsha, lohoisif lochem tvuosoi. The Pasuk tells us that a person shouldn't think that so many difficulties he went through. The first 3 years he couldn't eat the peiros. The fourth year it's kodesh, so oyvei. So the Pasuk says, no, don't worry. This whole seder is lahoisif lochem tvuos. This will bring about a shefa and a riboy of tvuah. So this it says by revai. V'nema loholon, there's another Pasuk, utvuas hakeren. So we make a gzeirish of it. Ma loholon keren. Just like by the second pasuk, it says tvu and it means kerem, afkan kerem. Yater lei chad hilul lebroche. So now, so if we learn now from the Gzeir Shoveh, so memele, so the din kerem revai, I don't have to use the drosha of a dover shemahalim boi tzorech hilul. I can figure it out from the drosha of tvuas akerem and loisav lechem tvuas. So I have a extra hilul. So this is the oisfer of the kasha. But if you don't learn now from the gzeira shoves, if you hold kerem revai, so you, both of the hilulam are oiskenust. And if you hold the gzeira shoves, if you hold neter revai, so al kaponim, we have one hilul. That is pshat in the Gemara's kasha, but al kaponim, that's what we started off with, by saying hilulim, that melamed shetunim brocha lefnei malachayim, that zikha isn't true, because achiev of two hilulim, we zikha cannot learn. Let us see Rashi. Mai ikol ameima, omi boile le medre, she'ein chilul, ela b'mokim hilul. That the achiev chilul is only on a mean that you're mahalo with. Chaton ikerem revai, b'chol mokim, שיש במשנה נטר רווי, תונה איו קרם. הוניך יאלף בגזיר שווה. If he holds the גזיר שווה, דורש למילסה בגזיר שווה, he learns it out from the גזיר שווה. וייתר ליחד הילו לברוכה. So therefore, one הילו, we can learn out ברוכה. But like this, we can learn this out also. Let us see Tosfos. Achlei v'hoda achlei. So the Gemara says that the chiyuv chilul we learn out from one hilul. Again, we said it becomes neschalef, the ches with the hay. So hilulim is aloshim chilulim. So Taisus says, Teima loma likra, why do you need a posik to tell me that there's a chiyuv chilul? By revai, bepeirik beiz dekedushin, gamrinin kodesh, kodesh, mimaiso shayni. We learn out, Maishas Sheini is called Kodesh, and Revai is called Kodesh. So Memele, so just like by Maishas Sheini, there's a Chi of Chilu. So who Adin? By Revai, there's also a Chi of Chilu. In Kain Eilef, mi Maishas Sheini. So let's learn out from Maishas Sheini. So why do you have to have a special Pasuk for Milulu? So this place it says two truths. V'yesh Loimer. Ilav kro de hilulim, without the posik of hilulim, to tell me that there's a din chilu. Hava mine da adarab, neilef lechumre, kodesh kodesh, mishviyis ve'en loy pidyin. He says, even though it was nimsa gzeir shove, kodesh kodesh, but it seems it wasn't nimsa which kodesh kodesh to make, it was only nimsa be-kabola, that kodesh kodesh is nimsa le gzeir shove. So memele, I wouldn't know, do you make kodesh the gzeir shavah to shviyis, which shviyis doesn't have a pidyin, or do you make the gzeir shavah to maisa sheni? So therefore, I need the posik achlei chilulim to tell me no, that revai is the, revai, there is a din chilul. Later the Gemara learns out, so kodesh kodesh for maisa sheni, we learn out, just like by maisa sheni, the bailam is maisa chaymish, by netar vayis also maisa chaymish. But that is only after the gilui of chilulim. That's one teretz. Oy perish rabbeinu chayim koyin, imei hosom, hava mine ki maisa sheni mamish, vidavke bizman she maisa sheni noik. K'moi b'shona rishayna u'shniya u'reviyis v'chamishis l'shmite noyek chilu avu shlishis v'shishis shamaisa oni davke eim oloi kamash melon chilulim. So Rab Chaim Koyin says a moiridike pshat. He says as follows. It says in this posik kodesh hilulim, that Neter Revai has a din of Kodesh. It's Kodesh. It's also Bachile Chutz L'Yerushalayim. It's Kodesh. And we have a Gzeirish of it, that the Kedushas Revai is similar to Kedushas Maiser Sheini. We have such a Gzeirish of it.
So if we have such a gzeir shove, so one could think as follows. Just like kedushas meiser sheni, the kedusha only applies if the tvue grew, the shnasri sheni or shniel shmita, then there is a kedushas meiser sheni. So kedushas revai also only applies if this tvue grew b'shana rishayna shniya. Then there's a kedusha. There's a gzeir shove. Fakir the gzeir shove tells us that the kedusha is similar to kedushas maisa. That just like kedushas maisa is only in the peiros that grew in certain years of shmita. So kedushas revai is also dependent only if it grew in certain years. But let's say you'll have revai that grew b'shana shlishi. So just like this year does not create a kedushas meiser sheni, this year does not create a kedushas revai. It's revai without a kedusha. So I would think it does not need a chilul. So therefore it says chilulim. Chilulim tells me no. That revai always needs a chilul. She'ein oimrim shira el alayayim. So Taisus wants to say, you shouldn't take this face value. There's zicha times when you say shira other times. Perish ein oimrim shira al shum achilas mizbeach. That's what the Gemara means. And achilas mizbeach is only machayiv shira if it is, achilas mizbeach is nisuch hayayim. That means other achilas mizbeach, kigoin, zrikas domim, v'nisach hamayim, there is no chiyav shira, kim ala yayim. Avo vadi motzinu shira belo yayim, kegoin halo shabashchitas psochim. The Mishnah says in psochim, there were three kittis that used to shech the korban Pesach, and b'shas, the shchitas hakorban, the levim, b'shitas hatoises, the levim said shira. So we see shchita was also a machayev of shira. So that's why Taisa says the Gemara doesn't speak about the zmanim when you say shir. The Gemara is speaking about the achilas hamizbeach that's mechayiv. Only the achilas mizbeach of nisach hayayin is mechayiv shira. All other achilas mizbeach are not mechayiv shira. Ulaman de toni kerem revai. So that's our sugya. So Taisa says, now Taisa is going lahaloch. Va'ata kaimalon. The revai noyig af bechutzlores. Now Taisa says this gemara is nageyelonu. Just like Ola is noyig bechutzlores, so revai is also noyig bechutzlores. Miu bekerem noyig v'loy b'shari lonis. But even though there's a machlokes tanoim, if revai is noyig by all ilonis, so only by kerem. So Taisa says, but in chutz loretz, it's only noyig by kerem and not b'shar ilonis. Why? Because we have a klal, the chol ha-meikel ba-oretz, aloche kemoisoi b'chutz loretz. So memele, that applies by olon, by revai, so that's how it was nimsel the haloche. That the Hilchis Ola Revai Bechutz Loretz, we paskin like the Meikel Boretz. So Memeila, so there's a Chiyuv Chilul, if a person has a Kerem in Chutz Loretz. The Kerem Revai, so now Taisus says further, the Kerem Revai Bizman Azeh, Mechalalin Al Shove Prute, one can be mechalal the kerem revai al shove pruta. You don't have to be mechalal it lefi shovioi. Just like there's a din by hegdish. Hegdish shove mone shechiloloi al shove pruta. The kedusha goes off. You don't have to be mechalal on the exact shavis. So kerem revai also, you take a shove pruta. V'shoichekoi. So now this shove pruta gets on itself the kedusha of the peiris, so it's also bahano, it's also bachilo, matilo leno, v'chein mefurish b'shulta istara b'choy. Now, let us see the Gilyan Ashas. The Gilyan Ashas is amoyre de kediya kantaisus. V'chein hu b'ashove prute, v'chein hu b'rabbeinu yoyne, The Ben Yehna also says, Yimachal Olam Neshova Pruta B'Shulchan Aruch. The Tamuali, so Rabbi Kevege asks, given the Yalfinun, Chilul Chilul Mimaisa, we learn out from Kodesh that we need the same Chilul that we need by Maisa, Leboi Chilul Al Dovo She'ol of Tzure. So by Maisa Sheini, it says, V'tzarto HaKesef B'Yodecho. So we learn out from this pasuk, when you're machalo ma'isa sheini, you're machalo al adovo sheyesh baitzure. Only on a matveya, you cannot be machalo on something that's not a matveya. So why did Tosfos say, machalolin al shove prute? Shove prute means it doesn't have to be a coin. It's something that's worth a prute. Like it says in the Mishnah in Kedushin, isha niknis be prute or be shove prute. Be shove prute means it's not a prute. It's a shove pruta. So Abi Kevega blives by a tzorech iyun. There are chedushim from Ramesh Zechayin Levrocha and Ketzad Mevorchim. So he brings down be'etzem Rabbi Kevega's taine on Tosfos is be'etzem amachloikes the Rambam in Raivet. And this is a Rambam in Hilchos Macholos Asuris, Perek Yud Alocha Yud Zayin. So the Rambam says as follows: Keitzad poidim peiris neta revai bizman hazeh. So yimachalo al prute, oy al shove prute mi peiris acheres. We learn now from Maaseh Sheini, malaholon kesef, afkam kesef, you need kesef, you need a dover sheyesh baitzure. Where did the Rambam get this, that you can be machalol on shove kesef? So the kesef Mishnah answers the Raivet in two words. He says, that posik is speaking about bizman abayis. But the Rambam is speaking about bizman hazeh. Bizman hazeh, so you can be machalol on shove prutos. Atkan l'shayni. So Ramesh Zechayinu Levroch is mevayer as follows. That it says this pasuk, that it says by Maiso Sheini. What does the pasuk say? It says the pasuk as follows: V'tzarta kesef biyodecho, v'olisa lamoke. So pashtet the kro is that you have a problem. You have a lot of Maiso Sheini. You can't schlep the Maiso Sheini to Yerushalayim. So what do you do? So you're mechalol it on kesef, and with the kesef you'll buy in Yerushalayim korbanos or other things. So when there's a Beis HaMikdash and you eat shlomim, and that was the tachlis of the chilul, so then you needed money, take. Then you needed money. So the din money is davke v'tzvalachta l'mokay. So that's davke bizman abayis. Bizman hazeh, the whole purpose of the chilul is only to take off the iser, not to accomplish what should have been done with the ma'aser sheini. Because you don't accomplish that now, bizman is there. The whole purpose is only to take off the iser. The iser, the Rambam held, that goes off, afilu, with shove kesef also. That's what the Rambam held. The Raivet held now that the din v'tzarta kesef is the din in the etzem chilul. So al koponim, the machloikis of Rabbi Keveger and Tosfos and Yesod is a machloikis, the Rambam and Raiv. Now let's go back to the sugya. So we are stuck with a problem that, first of all, we don't have two hilulim to tell us achiyev brocha lefona balach. We only have one hilulim. And it's a shail if we even have one either. It's all if you hold kerem ravai, if you hold netter ravai, and if you learn out kerem ravai from tfuwasa, if you learn out kerem ravai from dover amahal tzorech hilul. So now let's go for it. So the Gemara says, good. V'inami yalif gzeirishov. Afilu will say, you hold kerem revai, and the makir of kerem revai is from the gzeirishov. So we know now that the din revai only applies by kerem. Ashkechon la'achov. So if this, it says in the posik, one chi, there's a chi of hilul by kerem. So mistaver, the chi of hilul by kerem is similar to the chi of hilul by pas. In the Torah we find in other places the chi of hilul is the chi of broche. By pas it says v'yachalto v'savota v'rachto. So just like the hilul of pas is la'achar achilosoi, so if it says here a chi of hilul, so Mestamah the Torah was machadish that the Chiyuv Hillel, by Kerem there's also a Chiyuv Hillel, but it's La'achov. Ashkechon La'achov, Lefon of Minayim. So how can you know that there's two Chiyuvei Hillel? One Lefon of also. So the Gemara says, Holoi Kasha, if that's your only problem, that's not Shver. Why? The Osi Bekal V'chaymer. We can make a Kal V'chaymer. K'shu Sova Mivorech. If the Torah is set, when a person is that, a person doesn't need any more the machel, and he's not in such a matziv to make a bracha also. He's a sov already. When there's an afal pikein, there's a chiyuv bracha. That means he's in a matziv, he doesn't appreciate any more the achila. He's sov. And there's also a chiyuv bracha, k'shu rov. When there he realizes the gewaldike chesed that the Rabbi Shalom was made of him, that he has food in which to satisfy his hunger, like koshke, avad givis the zachiyev bracha lefona. So memele, so it's good. So now we know achiyev bracha la'achav, achiyev bracha lefona. So the Gemara says, but when I finish it, ashkechon kerem, if you hold kerem revai. So memele, so it says by kerem the zachiyev bracha la'achav kavochayim lefona. Shaminim minayin, but how do we know by other minim there's also achiyev bracha? So the Gemara says that's no problem. Or meloin adam amatzin the yalef mikerem. Ma kerem dover shenene v'ton bracha. Av kol dover shenene ton bracha. So memele, we learn adam amatzin. Just like the yenene, you need a bracha. You also need a bracha. So the Gemara says ikal mifrech male kerem sheken chayiv ba'olilis. Kerem is chayiv ba'olilis. So what is pshat in the Gemara's kasha? So the Gemara says, let's think for a minute what the machayiv of the brocha is. You can look at it two ways. You could say the machayiv of the brocha is mitzad de gavre. That means I ate, so mamela I have to show my thankfulness. So therefore I have to make a brocha. If it's a din in the gavre, then you're right. So what's the chiluk if he had kerem, if he had potatoes, whatever he had, he was nenes, mevorech. But could be it's a din in the chefze. That means, achilas oisoi dovor mechayiv broche. For example, we'll give a dugme. There's a vote from the Briskei Rav, Rab Chaim. Rab Chaim said that the chefze of Torah needs a broche, not the mitzvah of limud haTorah. The chefze, when Torah is being said, it needs a bracha should be said on it. Therefore, he says, Noshim also make birchas haTorah, even though they're potter from limud haTorah. But the bracha is not on the gavre because I'm a chuyiv to learn. The chiyiv is that the chefze of Torah needs, a bracha has to be said on it before it is, Torah is said. So the Gemara said, maybe this is pshat in the birchas hanenim. Not pshat is I'm making the chiyuv is on the gavre. I'm a chuyuv to be thankful. This food, when it is eaten, after it is eaten, a bracha has to be said on it. So we see kerem is such a mean that there's a whole bunch of mitzvahs on it. There's a mitzvah of oilavis, the Torah put kerem is mechayiv oilavis. So maybe the Torah put another mitzvah in kerem. The chefz of kerem is mechayiv bracha. So memele, so if that's the vote, so you can't stel two potatoes. It's dafke kerem. So the Gemara says, Ma'ale keren shekein chayiv boilulis. So memele, maybe that's the mechayiv of bracha. But oranges and apples, which are not mechayiv boilulis, so kubit is no chayiv bracha. So the Gemara answers, Koma teichiyach. Another postik that says there's a chayiv bracha chayne. Pass! No, pass is also no chayiv and oilulis. And you make a bracha. So we see the chayiv hano is the mechayiv. So the Moses says, no, malik komish, ken chayev is bechale. The chiyuv of pas is also other mitzvahs that are bound to it. There's a chiyuv chala on pas. So the Gemara says, kerem yechiyach. V'chazar adin, leiroi ze ke roi ze, v'leiroi ze ke roi ze. Hatzad ha-shove shebem dovo shenene v'ton broche, av kol dovo shenene ton broche. V'lomdis av ama hatzadis, that you shouldn't say that this chaymer is mechayiv, because the other case doesn't have this chaymer. So, kolchach, the tzad ha-shav is the mechayiv. The only tzadashav is that you're nene. So you see, not the way you said that the cheftz is the mechayv of the broche, nor the nos gavr is mechayv the broche. So the Gemara says, nu, you're learning at a ma tzad, ma la tzadashav shebem, shken yesh boi tzad mizbeich. No, could be weiter it's the cheftz. These two things are oil ala mizbeich. Chita is oil b'menoches, and kerem is oil b'nesochim. So memela, these two things are dvorim cheshuvim, so it could be that's the mechayev of broche. But oranges, which are not oil ala mizbeich, there's no chiyev broche. So the Gemara says, v'osi nami zayis. This you could learn out. You could learn out that by zeisim, by shemen, there'll also be a chiyev broche achreine. The is beitzad mizbeich, because zeisim, the blila and the menachis, you have shemen zayis. So zeisim you could learn out, but not oranges. So the Gemara says the only thing you can learn out is zeisim, is zayis mitzad mizbeach osi. Zayis you can only learn out from a ma'atzad, but behed yiksiv bekerem. Zayis, just like we said, kodesh hilulim is speaking about kerem, it's speaking about zayis also. Dechsi vayiva migodish vatkome vaat kerem zayis. So we see an orchard, an olive orchard is also called kerem. So maybe we don't even need a matzat for zayis. Omer apope kerem zayis ikri. Kerem stome lo ikri. Good. So you do need a matzat. But al kaponim, the best you can learn out from Kodesh Ilulim, which says by Kerem, and V'chalta V'savot V'rachta, that says by Komo, that the best you can learn out is only Zeisim, because it's Ma'atzad of Tzad Mizbeach. So Mikomo Kim Kashe, Ma'la Tzad HaShovesh Bem Shken Yesh Bem Tzad Mizbeach. You need Tzad Mizbeach. So if you need Tzad Mizbeach, so you can't learn out oranges. Faltik. So the Gemara says, no, you don't have to learn out a mahatzad from kerem and pas. You can learn out a mahatzad mishiva samina. So the Gemara held, we see from the Gemara over here, the Gemara held that the brocha of shiva saminim, that's a machlekes, tanoim vaitev the zechiyev birchas hamozin and shiva saminim. Others want to say the Gemara now is going according to Ram Gamliel, it is a zechiyev birchas hamozin and shiva saminim. So the Gemara says we're going to learn out from Kerem and Shiva Saminim. El Diyalev lo mi Shiva Saminim. Ma Shiva Saminim. And so that means Vachalta v'savoto. This posik is going on Shiva Saminim. Eretz chita seire gefen rimim v'seime eretz eishem and udvosh. And then it says Vachalta v'savoto v'rachta. So just like Shiva Saminim to unim broche, is Mamela is in Kerem needs a brocha, so you learn out from there. So the Gemara says, Mashivis Aminim, Dovo Shenene Vetom Broche, Avkol Dovo Shenene Tom Broche. So Mela we learn out from Shivis Aminim. So the Gemara says, you learn out from Shivis Aminim, Mala Shivis Aminim, Shekein Chayovim Bibikurim. Maybe you need a mean that's Chayiv Bibikurim. Could be Vaitos Adin in the Chavtze. You need a mean that's chayev bikurim. That mean is mechayev broche. V'oi toti nach la'achov. And if you learn now from shivas aminim, so that's davke lach. Lefonov minayin. How do you know lefonov? So the Gemara says, this kasha holoi kasha. This I told you about. It does to be kal v'chayme. K'shu sove mevoir shurov loi kolshkei. Fartik. So memeile, so that's no kasha. Now you have a problem. You have a good kasha. If you learn out from the Shiva Saminim, you have a pilcha that all the machai will be kurim. So you can't learn out apples. So we're stuck here. Now let's go, if that's of Yod Kerem Revai. Ulaman de Toni Nete Revai. And what if you hold Nete Revai? So Memeila Nete Revai means so we know apples already. Because Nete Revai Kodesh Hilulim, that says the Zechi of Hilul by Revai, means on an apple tree, an orange tree, we know all fruits are chayiv b'revai. So memeile is, so now we know on all fruits is the chayiv broche. So the must is good, but we're still not finished. Hoti nach kol devar neti, everything that grows on a tree. So memeile, just like there's a din hilul, so we'll learn out the chayiv broche on all things that grow on trees. Obo de la varnetiye, but something that does not grow on a tree. Ki goyim boso beyim v'dogim in olay. So memele, now we're stuck. Now the Gemara asks, this is what we're up to, the maskonis akushye. That afilo you say you could learn abrocha achoyne, you could only learn out af best neifen on peiris ha'ilon. But more than peiris ha'ilon, you can't learn out. So the Gemara says, elosvaruhu, also loyla odom shiyehenem in oilam azeb beloy broch. So the Gemara says, it's a svar. Now let us see Rashi. Ashkechon li achov, kida ashkechon bebilchas hamozen, vechsi viachalto, vesavota virachto. So there we see achiev brocha acher achila. Chayev boilalis, vekalmecho, loisa oilo, eiza oilalis. Kol she'ein loy, lehen psigin, loy kosev, loy notev. Psigin and kosev is the same thing. It means it doesn't have branches coming out from the shedre of the cluster of grapes. There's no cluster. V'loy netef. And there's no cluster on the bottom of the shedre. El shure yechidish shel anovim. You have a shedre growing, and there are some grapes growing on the shedre. That is called oilulis, and this has to be given taniyim. Kama techich, tashkren da atzrach mona broche, techsiv teichel bo lechem, besamach leva chalto, besavote virachto. So the Gemara said, if you learn out from Kerem and Pas, tzad mizbeach, yayin le nesochim, besoilus le menochis. So Moses says, you learn out from Shibis Aminim, Amurim be'eretz chitas oire, u'basrayuksi, v'chalta v'savota v'racht, adaz riyah broch an Shibis Aminim. So the Gemara says, eva pircha shekein tunim bikurim, da'ochim rinim b'menochis, ne'mam, kan oretz, asher tovi me'artzuchov, ne'mam lo'holon, eretz chitas oire, malon shvach oretz, avkan shvach oretz. So these, the shvach oretz, tizachiyu bikurim, Ela svaru, l'tarvayu islehel pirche. However you learned is a pirche. L'man de toni kerem, v'yalev broche mizayin minim, ike pirche shekein tunim bikurim. There's a pirche that zayin minim are chai bebikurim. L'man de toni neter revai, ike le mifre, chatinech midi de bar netiyim. De la bar netiyim minolom. Elasvaruhu tekiven denene tzorich lohoidois lemisha borom. So Rashi is very interesting. Rashi seems to say that the svara is Rashi goes to the bracha achoine. The Loshna Gemara would seem we're talking about the svara of the bracha rishoine. Osuloi lo'odom shianam yoilam azeh b'loi bracha. That's how the Gemara would seem to be saying. And Rashi seems to be saying that we're going in the same flow that we went till now. We're learning of brocha achoine. And there's a svore that a brocha achoine, the kiven de nene, since he was nene, tzorech lahoidois lemisha borom. And if we'll go a step further, sadino brocha rishoine. So the Mishnah speaks about a brocha rishoine. So l'chayre we have to say baita with the kal v'chayma. That is according to Rashi. And if we'll go a step further, which will be negay for us Rashi, perhaps Lamed Hayam at base, we could say that we still remain with the drosha. No, svarehu, svaru, that means like this, that not the chi of broche is that it's a din in the chefze. That means you want a gribble. No, that's not the grod of svare. The svare is that the dekim and the nenetzach lohaydis l'misha borom. So that's the giloi that the chiyav hilul, the svara is to say that pshat in the chiyav hilul. So could be we can still hold from the drosha before kodesh hilulim, and which is going on a brocha achreine, and we learn now from the brocha achreine, brocha rishayne, but svara hu, that it's not the way you wanted to say that it's a din in the chevtzit no fakert. It's a chiyav on the gavre, kima denen etzorech lohoido islami sheborom. Let us see Taisvis. Vosina mizayis, b'ma'atzat. If you want to learn out Zayis from a Matzah, from Kerem and Komo, Malatzah the Shavish can Chayovim beleket, that both of them have a mitzvah of leket. The peret bekerem hainu leket. That means the grapes that fall down b'shas lekite, that belongs to the aniyim. So there's a chiyev leket by kerem. There's a chiyev leket by kome. Mashenkin b'zayis dein by leket. There's no chiyev leket by zayis. How could you learn that? V'shleim et nechle l'mifrech pilche afil yehei atzad ha'shav ha'choshev l'meisi zayis minei mikol mokin kome d'sham minim lo yoda minei. I feel like the body want to gribble in this. I feel like you say you do have a matzad, but you can only learn out zayis. More than zayis, you can learn out. Tinech la'achov, the ike broche la'achov, kidachsiv yachal tov esavota v'racht lefonov leikolshke. So Taisa says lav kalvochaimahu, that the emes, and this is not an emes of kalvochaim. The im kain. If this will be an emissary kalvachim, it's a broche de lefonov midaraisa. So the broche reshaina should be min atayre. Le'el perik mishemeisoi mash megabi balkeri de lav di raisa hu. Because it says a balkeri is mevorech la'achav and mevorech lefonov. Because this is a draisa, the la'achav is a draisa, lefonov is a drabonov. Tafula rabbi Yehuda loy polik, ele mishum tason kehilchis derech eretz. That because yod b'chal abalkeri is muta bebroches, because just like is muta kill bilchus teracheres, but yisod vaistois that the broche lefonov is at the rabbonim. So Taisva says that lemaise it's not an emesse kal v'chayma. Why is it an emesse kal v'chayma? Taka the gemara made a kal v'chayma. So the Taisva Sarosh explains Taisva the ikel lemifrech mala achrov shekein nene. That you can't learn out lefonov from la'achov. By la'achov, you make a broche because you received something. So for the receiving of the food, that then you mechuyev to make a broche. And that you have a potential to get food, good, he appreciates it more. But there's no sibas ha'broche. That means the sibas abroche is when you get something, you thank for it. Kozman, you didn't get it, you didn't derive the benefit yet. Even though in depreciation, mitzad de mekabel, the rov is more appreciative than the sover. Afal pikein, but there's no mechayiv, there's no sibas achir. I once wanted a shtel tzu, there's a meredike vote from Rab Chaim. Rab Chaim says, Pshat, we say in the davening each day as follows. Ani bechazdecho votachti. I have bitochen in the Rabbi Nishlom. It's no suffix by me. Yoge libi bishuasecha. I'm already someyach with the Yeshua. Even before the Yeshua came. I'm botuach, the Yeshua will come. Yoge libi bishuasecha. Obero shiro la'ashem. When do I say shira ki gomol aloi? Shira is not said with bitochin. Shira is said after the gmul. After the schar comes, then you say shira. Gilo could be, simcha could be, bitochin could be. Obero shiro la'ashem ki gomol aloi. That's how Rab Chaim said pshat in the posuk. So that is l'chayre de lomdes in the stasis harosh. That l'maise, that zicha, the appreciation of the person is zicha greater when he's hungry than when he's not. But the Sibas Achiv is when he's nen, he's mechuyev to make a broche. When he's not nen, there's no chiv to make a broche. Dovo shen gidula min akarke, kigoyim boso v'cholof. So how do you know the Gemara asks? Fim toime ma ir ye boso, afulu yirokis nami lo yosilo, you can't learn out yirokis either, it's not a barnatia. Beshlam zikul meima, koma techiach. Ulapeirish Rashi nichet the goyis the la barnatiya minayim. Rashi isn't goyis boso. Rashi is goyis. Everything that's not a barnatiya you can't learn. Velekele meime the osim ishari lonis. Tikele mifrach ma lahanach shkein chayovim bepeye. So lacheire you can't learn out. Yerokis and all other minim. Ela svaruhu osa la odam shihene ba'ilam azeb aloi broche. So Tais v'zicha doesn't learn what we said in Rashi. It's only an asmachta. That means the ike mechayiv is asvore. Also, lodom sheyehenem yelma zebelei brocha. So Taisus learns it goes on the brocha rishayne. Not the way Rashi says on the brocha rishayne. It goes on the brocha rishayne. And that's asvore. Vagmora yisove mitchilo delimut gomor. The Gemara first thought it's a limut gomor. But then that way, that was the whole pilpul. Now the Gemara says, no, the Ike Mechayiv is a Sfora, and we're Mas Mechit on the Pasuk of Kodesh Hilulim.